Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Nagin is here. Bob is the founder of the Mackinac Kite Company. This is a man, folks, who sold kites 12 months out of the year and did it and was highly successful with it. Now, any man who can sell kites 12 months out of the year is somebody that when he talks about how to be successful on Main Street, you got to listen to that guy. And we've been doing that for a long time now. Founder of Whiz Bang Training, the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. That's a book we launched on this show a few years ago, very proudly. He's our good friend, Bob Nagin. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know, it's always an honor to be here.
It's good to have you back. And I love talking to you because, as I was saying before you got here, the people you serve, the local Main Street retailer, I mean, that's the worm cam. That's as real as it gets, isn't it?
It is as real as it gets. You know, I like to say that we independent retailers, we're the cockroaches of business. You know, you can't get rid of us, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't care what happens, but, you know, I mean, a storefront closes up and somebody else has a dream. But I mean that in the most positive, effective.
It's kind of hard to use that analogy, though, in the most positive way, Bob. So one of the things that you and I agree on, one of the things that always bothered me, it always irritated me when they have Small Business Saturday.
Uh-huh.
That annoyed me, and I know, you know, I'm such a weird person about the way I look at things sometimes, but having been around a long time like you, you know, it just bugged me that we had to have a Small Business Saturday, because as far as I'm concerned, every Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
There's some truth to that. That is exactly right. You know, and so for me, you know, we're talking about shop local. To me, Small Business Saturday doesn't bother me as much as Shop Local as a movement. You know, Small Business Day, I absolutely agree with you that every Saturday should be Small Business Saturday. But I also agree that, you know, that we should celebrate small business. And, to, you know, as somebody who, you know, works with independent retailers forever, getting, you know, American Express was the, you know, the big bad wolf, mm-hmm, because they charged more than MasterCard and Visa. And I'll tell you how many conversations I had with people where I went, look, your customers don't care that American Express charges more. They just want to use the card. They
want to use their card. Exactly right. You're not relevant to them if you don't take what they want to give you.
That's exactly right. So, it was absolutely brilliant when American Express, A, got their rates down to where they should have been, mm-hmm, but B, sort of co-opted this whole community, us small business people that had vilified them for a long time. But, but yes, I agree with you 100%. Every Saturday should be Small Saturday, and every single one of your listeners and, you know, and all of our community, when we have an opportunity to, you know, to shop with our local independent, any business, we should do it.
Well, that's right. But this shop local thing, the a lot of people might think that, you know, they might not understand how a couple of champions of small business like you and me would feel this way. But you and I know that small businesses can't survive on some kind of an entitlement program, which in a way, the Shop Local campaign is as good in of the intentions as there is. I mean, you've got to compel customers to shop local. Now, I will admit that sometimes we get out of sight, out of mind, And it doesn't hurt to remind people that, that small business is still there. I mean, you know, there's a local lumber yard on the way to Lowe's that a lot of people would love to go in more if they just would remember that that it's just a smaller shop. It's not sticking up out of the, like Lowe's or the Home Depot is.
Yeah.
And so but that's the responsibility of the local owner, isn't it? To make sure that people know about you.
Yeah.
And want to come back.
So one of the things that I often say when I speak or when I'm coaching is it's not your customer's job to remember you.
Yep.
It's your job to be remembered. It's your job to be memorable. And if you don't mind, I'd like to, you know, sort of loop it back to the conversation about shop local, because is that all right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I think you're absolutely correct in that it's not entitlement. And I think education is good. But, you know, to go back to your point, really the opportunity is so amazing for independent retailers. I'm speaking about retailers, but all mm-hmm. small local business to be great. And, you know, what I see is that a lot of people spend a lot of energy on this effort, when in actuality that energy should be spent on education, so that the independent, you know, the community of small business gets the education they need to get better, and that, you know, that they spend their time actually working with the independent retailers. Because you're right, people should want to shop with their local stores because their local stores are the best option.
Well,
not
and
because
the
money is going to be stay, not because the money is going to stay in town. That's all wonderful. Yeah, it's all wonderful, but it's because they're so doggone good that that's where people want to shop.
Well, and the thing is, people do have an affinity for small business. I think most people want to do business with small business, but the first thing they want is to get what they want to acquire with as little effort and the way they want to do it. And the problem we have with small out here on Main Street is a lot of times what they want is to use a lot of technology, to use more technology. And when a small business can't come close to matching what Amazon will do or some of the others, I think that's where we run into a problem. And we come back, I'd like for you to talk about that a little bit. What can we do?
Okay,
what
sure,
can
of
we
course.
What can we do to make people shop local on their own? Just be compelled to do it without anybody reminding them. Bob Niggin, I need your website.
There we go.
I need your website, Bob.
Whiz Bang Training. There's an H in Whiz Bang. WhizBangTraining.com.
Check it out. Quick break. And we're going to talk about a new program that he's got, too, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.